Happy New Year and welcome to another new episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 12th episode of Power Rangers RPM Blitz. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Blitz was the 12th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on May 16th, 2009, written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Charlie Haskell. Okay, wait, what's going on? Oh, is this a dream? He's got to be having a dream. Well, they cleaned up the place pretty nice from last episode. Why is he with Tenaya 7?
Master, shall I initiate the upload on subject D-44?
Of course. Take his memories.
Oh. What is going on?
Central Dam. If we cut across the aqueduct, we can beat it there.
And I'll try and track the source of the energy disruption. Hey, sleep well?
Like a baby.
Any dreams?
You know, just thought of rock and roll band.
To the world.
Why is she asking these questions all of a sudden? Well, everyone's good at the spin out. Jeez.
RPM, get in here.
So, how did they get into the city again? I missed that part. They're very good at doing this. Stuck. Hold on. Just a second. Thank you. Now he's going to use the door. Or maybe not. Oh, he did. Take a load off. Turbo cannon.
That got him. Dr. K, have you found the source of that pulse signal yet?
Not yet.
I'm going in.
Right with you.
Wait a minute. Scott said he's going in. Flynn says he's with him, but Flynn and Summer are the first one to go in. What? Ooh.
Where is that signal coming from?
How many computers does she have, and why does she keep having to go to different ones just to see the same stuff on the monitors? I actually kind of like the face on this thing. It's kind of cool looking. Is that just water? Fake water? Wait, she was standing right in front of Black and Green. When she blew up, shouldn't the other two have been, like, trashed also? Kinda like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now this is getting kind of humiliating.
They're taking direct hits, sir.
Dr. K, can my man be of any help?
Right now, Colonel, just stay out of their way. Rangers, begin offensive maneuver. Wishbone Alpha.
Ah, the Wishbone. One of my favorites.
What do they do on this one? Oh, he just runs through the blast. Okay. Well, that was handy. You know what? This is cool, but we didn't have a special episode where we showed how they did this the first time. This is the first time we've seen all five together. Hey, they might have won.
Let me guess. Bigger is better.
Initiate power mode.
Whoa, I love this part every time. I just never get tired of it.
Dr. K, that thing is sprouting.
Don't worry, Colonel Truman. I'm downmorphing Rangers into Megazord configuration.
He acts like he's never seen an episode of the show before. Wow, they don't even bother with the regular Megazords. They just go right into this one.
Well, let's see how he likes playing tag.
Fire!
Well, that worked. We're only halfway through the episode, though.
Sending out signals that are disrupting the shield frequencies.
Oh. We'll keep sending attack bots to where interesting.
So we can destroy the city.
Warning. Shield levels decreasing.
Multiple shield infiltrations, sir. All over the city.
We're on it.
Oh, this is one of those ways of using going through a bunch of the robots, monster guys, without actually having to commit full episodes to them. So this is some of what I was talking about recently. Surely they've got some footage they could be using of the Rangers against this thing, right? But we have not had any Sentai footage outside of the Zord stuff yet.
Rangers, I have pinpointed the source of the transmission that is disrupting the shield. Are you done with that attack bot and ready to deploy?
Second time this episode. Okay. Two down.
Can I go to bed?
Oh no, it's not over.
She is so bored. I wonder if this will split them up that way. Red, blue, and yellow can go after another monster that they didn't use from before the debut of black and green, while these two get to do more non-Sentai footage. Oh! That's the one we just saw in the dream. Oh, and with his hero-like puns. He remembers who he is now.
Familiar. You. Yes. Subject D-44. I still have your memories.
Ow.
Thank you.
44. Your modifications are incomplete, but we can fix that.
I'll fix you!
Oh. He's lost his arm? Oh.
That thing's tapping into the dome's climate controls.
Dylan, watch out! Dylan! RPM, get in gear!
He just jumped off a building. Oh, it worked. Sweet.
Not sure how you did that.
I know. Me neither.
Rangers, my sensors are tracking the target moving west. Colonel Truman, can you confirm?
Target just crossed Arlington Street, sir.
That's affirmative, Dr. K. It's just moved into the east gate of the city park.
Rangers, converge on following coordinates.
Oh, we didn't even get to see them deal with the ones at the docks. Huh.
It's time for you to go down.
We'll see about that.
Rangers, you must destroy that sat bot before it can disrupt the shield and cause any more infiltrations.
Street Saber! One fried sap bot coming up!
Oh, Dylan! Have you lost it?
Hey, what's going on?
Huh? You can't. That thing has my memories.
Did I miss something?
Hey!
Wait!
Ranger Series Black, you cannot allow personal agendas and emotion to interfere with the protection of this city.
Please! They're all I have.
All right, Dylan. Scott?
We have no choice. Get him, Ziggy.
Right.
No! Stop!
Ranger Black, I'm afraid I have no choice but to take you offline.
What is going on here? Ooh. I'm confused. If Dylan was taken offline, number one, why is he still morphed? And two, why is he still awake? You already did! Super Dino Mode! Oh, he's just taking hits like a new Megazord or something. So, he is going with that instead, huh? Okay.
You said it yourself. These old memories are all you have.
I have something else. New ones.
100%, sir.
We're gonna have another Megazord fight? No, we don't have time for another Megazord fight.
I don't care what else you have planned. I'm going to bed.
Sweet dreams.
Night night.
Hey. Any nice dreams?
I'm having one right now.
Ranger Operator Series Black.
Aww.
Into your arm contained an encrypted initiation code.
Initiation
of what? Initiation of the virus that was laying dormant within your implanted robotics.
Doc, maybe you zapped me a little too hard with your joy buzzer or whatever, but I'm not.
What exactly are you saying? The machinery within Ranger Black has restarted a self-generation process. It is growing, and it will keep growing until it has taken him over entirely. There is no cure.
Oh. Dang. Okay, so he's got a virus in his arm that's going to take over his body, and he won't be able to control it, and she has no way of helping him. This should be fun for the future. But for now, we're done for today. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 13th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Brother's Keeper. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.